الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم.
He is the one who produces fire for you from the green tree. Then behold, you light fires from it. Is not the one who created the heavens and the earth able to create the likeness of them? Why not? He is the supreme creator, the all-knowing. 2 days ago we explained the incident of As ibn Wail, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. This As ibn Wail picked up a bone, an old dry bone, crushed it up, mixed it with sand, and he said, مَنْ يُحْيَ الْعِظَامُ وَهِيَ رَمِيمُ. Who's going to give life to this dry bone when it has become decomposed? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That being that created it the first time will create it again. Allah ta'ala continues that if you find this to be something that you can't wrap your mind around and it doesn't make sense to you, then look at something else, another example that is before you, that also supposed to be impossible, doesn't logically make sense. Allah Ta'ala brings fire from a green tree that is filled with water, which was well known to the Arabs. There were two trees. One was known as the Marh tree and the other was known as the Arfa tree. The Marh and the Arfa, they used to use it like firestone, like how you get a miswak, more or less that type of shape and size. They would cut twigs from there and rub these twigs together. When they would rub it together, then it would create the effect of fire, like a firestone. And they could make fire and light their fires with it. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that these succulents that are green, they are green, they are filled with water. We are bringing fire from water. Water extinguishes fire. Take wet wood and try and light a fire with it. Take wet grass and try and light a fire. Take fresh grass and see how easy it is to make a fire. Allah Ta'ala is saying these fresh twigs that are coming from this green tree that are filled with water, we have created this ability that is well known to you, that from there fire will be created. This doesn't make sense. It doesn't work anywhere else. So just like that, something that is dead and decomposed, then we can bring it back to life. From water we can make fire. So why can't we from the dead bring it back to life? Then Allah Ta'ala gives another example. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He's not the one who created the heavens and the earth. Look around you at the great creations of Allah Ta'ala and marvel at the greatness of Allah. You can't understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His being. You will never be able to fathom Allah's greatness. But look at Allah Ta'ala's creation, like for example the mountains. Look at the valleys. Look at the beauty of Allah's creation. The perfection of Allah's creation. Tonight, Surah Mulk was recited. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. How Allah Ta'ala created the seven heavens. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You don't see any blemish, any imperfection, any cracks in the skies. So look at all these great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala can create huge things and great things, that is mind-boggling. Thousands of liters in the cloud, but it's suspended and moving. There's no engine that is propelling it. And the sky is held up without pillars. So all these things and great detail it goes into. Is that Allah Ta'ala not able to create the likeness on them. After creating them, to recreate them. Is it not possible? Why not? Bala, Allah Ta'ala is saying, definitely it's possible. Why shouldn't it be possible for Allah Ta'ala? Because Allah Ta'ala is creating so many varieties, so many things. Man marvels. He is writing books, studying maybe the ant, for example, and going into detail in studying the ant, and studying sea life. One creation is marveling, still discovering. So Allah Ta'ala that created all this wonderful creations and mind-boggling and wonders also. The wonders of the world in the living creatures and the non-living creatures in all these things is not Allah Ta'ala the creator. And when he did all this, so can't he just create man again? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقِ خَلَّاقِ one is خَالِق. خَالِق is creator. But now you say خَلَّاقِ, Allah Ta'ala is showing that I am the supreme creator. Emphasis here. Emphasis. Ta'keed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme creator. And Allah Ta'ala has all knowledge of everything. So once again, the theme of Surah Yasin, life after death and Qiyamah. This should be firmly, as believers, primarily it was for the disbelievers to make them open their minds up. But as believers, we need to talk about it. We need to affirm our belief in the life after death, in Qiyamah. Ulama say that according to a person's yaqeen in these aspects of one's faith, then accordingly one will abstain from sin and he will walk towards the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.